Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Christine Harvey?
This is she.
Hi, Christine. My name is Valerie and admissions from Family First. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking me, Christine. I'm calling you because I will follow up service this few days, and also I will I'm going to assist the caregiver in order she can clock in and clock out. Okay.
Okay. So you said you want to assist the caregiver for clocking and out.
Yes.
Yeah. She said y'all sent her a text or something about an HHA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did say y'all sent her, but she was at the pharmacy getting my medication, which she still is there. She called me and let me know that you guys had texted her, but I had to call my doctor because they wasn't trying to release my medication to her and everything. So I had a few things I had to do. She should be back in a second.
Okay, got it. So did she start it today?
Did she start today?
Yes.
No, she started last week.
Okay, what day exactly?
On the 27th, the same day it was authorized.
The 27th, okay, July 27th, July, okay. Okay, I'm going to send to her also.
I was about to say, you could probably, she's at the pharmacy, you could probably try to either text her again or call her back or something like that so she can have her HHA information.
Yes, I can do it, of course.
Or you can, do you want to leave me the message with me? I mean, she's coming back here. Doesn't matter. Is there anything I need to write down for her?
In that case, yes, if you can help her, just she needs to be on her cell phone. Because she
on
needs
her
to set
cell
up
phone?
The app. Yes, she needs to set up the app on her cell
okay.
phone. Yep.
Okay. She needs to set up the HHA app on her cell phone.
On her cell phone, yes. And also to fill it up the time sheet for the days that she worked on since the 27th, yes.
Oh, because I spoke to your director earlier, and he told me that he was going to get a timesheet from her for the 27th. So now you calling me saying she needs to put in the system from the 27th. So HHA, don't it already have scheduled times and visits up there? How can she go back? Because we was just dealing with HHA with another company. You can't go back like that in the system. You can't do that.
She needs to provide me a 7-digit code, and with that code, I'm going to link her name in the agency. Yep.
Oh, once she provides you with the code and all that?
The mobile ID, yes, the caregiver mobile ID.
The mobile ID, okay.
I need that one, and that's it. She will be linked in the agency.
So what I'm writing down to tell her is she needs to have her mobile ID.
Yes. Once she downloads the app through the links that I text to her,
mm-hmm.
she will be able to see the mobile ID and provide it to me.
Okay.
She should
okay.
give me that number, yep. So I can link her name in the app so she can clock in and clock out.
Okay. Not a problem.
Okay, thank you so much for...
So are you going to send her the link?
Yes, I already did it.
Oh, you already did. Okay, so when she come back, she just need to tell you the code from the link.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Okay,
not a
this
problem.
Is my phone number. Do you want me to meet and send to you my contact information for any
yes,
question you
please.
Have?
Yes, please. All right, will you be the person that we deal with?
Yes, I'm the admissions. I'm going to
follow admissions
this few days. Yes. After
okay,
me, you
yes.
will be assigned to a coordinator. Yes.
Okay, so yes, if you can send me your information to where I can have your contact information and speak to you directly, it will be greatly appreciated.
I will do it right away, Christine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to you. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye.